Romania's Orthodox Church elected a new leader last week. He's 56-year-old Daniel Ciobotea, former Metropolitan of Moldova, a man known for his knowledge of and keen interest in relations with other Christian churches. The new patriarch was elected by the Orthodox Church Synod to replace former leader Patriarch Teoctist, who died last July at the age of 92. It was he, you may remember, who welcomed Pope John Paul II to Romania in 1999 on his first visit to a majority Orthodox country following the fall of the Berlin Wall. After his election on Wednesday, Patriarch Daniel announced he intended to build on the great legacy left by his predecessor, and he urged all Romanians to help him in that task.
Vrednicul de pomenire, prea fericitul patriarh Teoctist, care ne-a lăsat o moștenire luminoasă.
The new Orthodox leader asked for support from all sectors of Romanian church and society, those ordained, the monks and religious sisters, the faithful, all the missionary, cultural and social institutions, and all members of society at large.
Basically, he seems to be the most promising candidate from all members of the Holy Synod.
Romanian professor Lucian Leustein teaches international relations at Aston University in the north of England and is a specialist in relations between the Orthodox Church and the former communist authorities in his country, the shadows of which also threaten to cloud the election of the new patriarch. He told me more about the new Orthodox leader and the way in which he may influence the ecumenical dialogue.
He was born in 1951, meaning that he's relatively young, 56 right now. What I know that basically he studied theology in Sibiu, and then he was admitted for a PhD program, a doctoral program in Bucharest under the supervision of Professor Staniloae, one of the most important Romanian theologians of the last century. And from there he went to Western Europe, studying in Strasbourg and in Freiburg in Germany, conducting research for his thesis, for his doctoral thesis, and he obtained a PhD in theology in Strasbourg. And from 1980 till 1988-89, he worked as an assistant professor in Geneva and Freiburg in Switzerland. He was a deputy head of the Ecumenical Institute in Bosse. And immediately after the fall of communism in 1990s, he was elected a bishop, and subsequently in April 1990, a metropolitan of Moldavia, a position which basically he held a locum tenens in case the patriarch died. So there was no surprise, in fact, to find out that he was elected a patriarch.
And yet he was elected by only just over half of all the votes, wasn't he? Does this indicate some kind of struggle between others who perhaps would have preferred an older candidate or at least a different person?
There were 161 people voting, and he was elected with 95 votes, and the other candidate received only 65 votes. The difference between them showed that a difference in approaching the way you see the future of the church. As Metropolitan Daniel, he was well known for his ecumenical approach, while the other candidate, Metropolitan Bartolomeo of Cluj, he is well known as being a traditionalist and not so open to ecumenical affairs.
This is a very positive sign for the ecumenical dialogue. As you say, the new patriarch then has studied in Geneva. He has been very much involved in ecumenism up till now. Do you foresee fairly, perhaps even dramatic changes on the horizon for the Romanian Orthodox Church in this regard?
I think this is very much possible. He seems to be very promising, as I mentioned at the beginning. What's important right now is the people he's surrounded by. His advisors, the way he can, probably he has his own agenda of what he wants to do with the church. But also we have to remember that he is not alone in this movement, if I could say so. he's considered basically equal with the other bishops, and if he has a particular perspective on ecumenism, and this is not shared by also by his colleagues, it will be quite difficult. It will take a long time to really make dramatic changes. So we will see basically in time what's going to happen. But I think what's most important right now that is going to probably affect his nomination on the life of the church, maybe in the next days, is the fact that in the last 2 weeks in Romanian society, there's been a debate on the collaboration between church and state during communism. And there is the Securitate, the state, the former state police service. There is an archive, a council studying these archives. They're going to release, they want to release the names of some hierarchs who collaborated and the degree they collaborated. And it's well known that Patriarch Daniel traveled. He was in Western Europe for almost 10 years. So we are going to wait to see what's going to happen in the next days. If this Securitate archive will say that some hierarchs collaborated, maybe this is going to put a pressure on the way that the internal affairs of the church are conducted. And I think we have to look with caution at the same time. It is a good thing. He's open to ecumenism. He is very much engaged in dialogue with other churches. But it's very important also the legacy of the past. So he has to clear this and to make sure that everything is okay.
We saw huge problems for the Catholic Church in Poland, of course, in this question of collaboration with communist authorities. Are you suggesting that perhaps if information does emerge from these archives, he could actually step down or be forced to resign right at the beginning of his term?
It might be possible. We will see what happens. This council studying the security archive does not have any political authority or religious authority imposing if he collaborates or not. In fact, a few rumors, if I could say so. Some people working there, they said that probably he had a file, but it was destroyed in 1989. So I don't know if there is such a thing. It is probably that there's going to be a lot of pressure on his nomination, and also not only his nomination, on his colleagues as well.
Said that he's open to the West, he's interested in relations with other churches, perhaps other faiths as well. How much is this going to affect, would you say, the wider Orthodox world, other Orthodox churches which are perhaps much more closed towards the idea of ecumenical dialogue?
It seems to me that his personal approach could influence and have maybe a stronger influence on other Orthodox churches. And I would like maybe to make a parallel between him and the Patriarch Athenagoras of Constantinople, who was very much open to ecumenical dialogue. So it seems to me that his perspective and his intellectual acumen is very much in that direction. And I think on long term it will have a good influence for the whole Orthodox Commonwealth.
My thanks there to Romanian professor Lucian Leustin talking about the new patriarch Daniel Ciobotea, who is due to be inaugurated as the new leader of the Romanian Orthodox Church on September the 30th.